I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem announces the state finished last fiscal year with an $86 million surplus. The Republican governor says tax revenue hit a 30-year high and finished $62 million over estimates. The state also spent about $24 million less than what was budgeted for the fiscal year that ended on June 30th. Noem credits the state's, quote, respect for freedom and our continued emphasis on fiscal responsibility for the financial windfall. Federal coronavirus relief funds sent both to taxpayers and state government also fueled the surplus. The COVID-19 comeback across the United States is putting pressure on hospitals at a time when some of them are busy just trying to catch up on surgeries and other procedures that were put on hold during the pandemic. With the highly contagious Delta variant spreading rapidly across the country, cases in the U.S. are up about 70% over last week. Hospital admissions are up about 36%, and deaths increased by about a quarter. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Here locally in Woodbury County, the test positivity rate is 2%, with one positive case in the last 7 days. Several Siouxland counties have a positivity rate of 0. However, in Buena Vista County, it is 7%. And just outside of Siouxland, there's a 20% positivity rate for Carroll County, 14% for Crawford County. However, these counties only have 1 to 2 positive cases in just 7 days. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.